Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Best morning show on the radio. That's why you guys are still around and the competition's going.
The Rise Guys Morning Show rules.
Our traffic guy does a better whistle than I do.
Your information might be more accurate. This is how Flo Rida learned to whistle. The Scorpions.
I didn't realize that they were such big fans of that show. They named it Corky Park. That was a great show, though. Life Goes On. Did you ever see it?
Oh, did I ever see it?
Oh, it's great.
That's how I was exposed to Kelly Martin.
Kelly Martin.
Of course, she came Christy. And of course, she got murdered on ER.
She's alive in real life, though, right?
Yep. Still with us. Probably not doing much.
Let me bring up this screen. We'll do telephone calls. And by that, I mean we will take them. We will not do them.
No.
We're not doing calls. We're taking calls. Kicking ass. For the working class.
Kicking yours.
Okay. I was about to ask a question. You've already answered it. Let's go first to DoorDash Dave, who has an update from earlier this week. Remember Dave calling in about his wife's health condition and all this stuff? Dave, good morning.
What's up, guys?
How it is?
Oh, well, I'm 150 away from my goal.
Look at that.
Look at that. Wow. Yeah, man. Because you were what?
And I honestly, I have you guys to thank because, and you might laugh at this, my therapist actually called me. She heard me talking to you guys on the radio.
Oh, wow.
And she was like, meet at my office at 10 o'clock. She called me about 9:45 that morning. And so we went in, we developed a plan. And some of the bills she was able to help me get pushed off because of the wife's medical condition. And she's helping me fill out some paperwork to where this month's rent, I'll still have to handle. But next month's rent, I might get some help with to get me ahead.
Awesome. Good.
Look at that, man. We did have some people calling after, and I knew there was something out there. Somebody just get you going in the right way, you know, right direction.
I listening to the show, you know, I love psychology and all that, and that really interests me to find out that a therapist listens to us. I mean, that's interesting to me.
Yeah.
Like, how many times are we saying the wrong things?
Plus, are they taking notes on us? Like, as a, you know, like a little social experiment?
I was going to say they have to. It's just within their mind, I think, to just, like, you know. Yeah. Like, if you're a record scout, you know, a band scout or whatever, and you go to a bar and you hear somebody get up and do karaoke and they're really good, you kind of go into business mode for a minute. You're like, wait a minute.
Yeah, hang on.
Is this going to be the next, what's the big one now? Sabrina Carpenter.
Oh, yeah. That's a lot to aspire to.
Yeah, let's give somebody
I'm not
going
to lie. She kind of chewed my butt for trying to think I was Superman, but, you know.
Yeah, well, you had a big bill you were trying to knock out at once.
That's a lot in a week.
But you know, but
on the bright side, I get to meet Paige today because she's going to be literally working in the area that I'm going to be dashing in.
Oh, yay.
So I plan on meeting Paige today. And
you're dashing at Milliken Park later?
No, I'm dashing in Spartanburg all day.
Oh,
hell yeah.
I'll be there 4 to 6.
You'll get your workout on.
I'll be dashing through the snow later.
Well, Matt, come on. Let's go dashing together someday. You can do live from DoorDash.
You know, my contract won't allow it. They just won't allow it. No, it's true. Me and Fatboy got, and it was a sports thing. Me and Fatboy got invited to be on a sports podcast, and we had to tell them can't do it. And they totally thought it was an excuse. It's like, we really can't.
No, it's competing.
Really can't. No, I get it.
Yeah.
But, man, I just wanted to call you guys with an update. Said thank you for the positive words, the positive thoughts. And I'm going to keep grinding away, and I'm going to keep in touch with you guys. I hope you don't mind.
Absolutely. Yeah, please do. Man. And continued prayers for your wife. Hope definitely. That gets better.
Yeah.
I appreciate it. They're actually working on paperwork for her for some long-term disability to where, and that'll help.
Oh,
good.
You're a grinder, Dave. I like it.
I got to do what I got to do to support my family.
Oh, that's a good man.
That's right.
Dave, you have a great morning, sir.
You too, guys. Later.
All right, see you, man.
All right, Dave. Dave's not here, man.
Dave's out grinding.
That's awesome.
See, he said $1,500 he was looking at.
Yeah,
that's a lot.
Sure, he might have had to go sell some sex favors to people, but still.
Yeah, that's why you got him. You got him in your back pocket if you need it, you know?
What, sex favors?
That's how you learn how to stretch, right?
Is that what you
do? That's how you, look, we're not talking about me here, but yes, to answer your question.
Like, I mean... You know, not everybody has that mentality, though, of, like, you know, working hard or trying to, like, set a goal and get there. They just, especially when you get caught up in stuff, you're like, I see so-and-so taking advantage of the system, or so-and-so's getting this or that. And it's like, it kind of pulls your drive and determination. Like, tell you, I was telling my daughter about this the other day. I said, when I was a kid, it was always doom and gloom talk, especially within church. It was always, you know, the world's going to end soon. This is going to happen soon. And it kind of like messed with me up here.
Y2K was big because that was going to be the end of everything.
No, I'm talking about like the 80s, the 90s.
Or you saw by example, like, you know, how people's parents lived, how they didn't live, how they reacted to things. Right. This is my future. You work and you come home.
Well, in the 80s, we had to worry about the Cold War. That, you know, duck and cover and all this. That the bomb's coming. But hopefully we don't ever have to go through that again.
Well, you know, I don't know if you saw what Trump said yesterday. And the way he put it was very interesting. He worded it very interesting. And I was like, yeah, you know.
A lot of the older generation just worked and just kind of passed that down. Like, that was life. There was nothing else. There was work. Now there's so much, you know, diversity everywhere, and then people that don't want to work, they want to get out of work and do other stuff. A lot of options now.
Yeah, but...
And then more people apt to help people like DoorDash Dave if they see he's going to put in some effort like he's been doing.
I know, but it's when you're... I don't know. I think parents just kind of have to watch that stuff, like real world talk in front of the kids. And even like, I don't know, maybe pastors don't do it like they used to, just preaching doom and gloom. Although all the movies and everything's dystopian. Like last night, I'm going to tell you, there's a great, and we'll go to break, right? Because we need to go to break.
You're close here.
Okay. So last night I saw a trailer for a new movie, and I swear at first I thought it was a bit, one of those things, you know, it's like a parody movie or whatever. And it's called The Bride. This is Bride. One of the most weird movies ever.
I don't want to look it up.
Don't.
I don't hear you. Okay.
Is it scary?
So it's The Bride of Frankenstein.
Okay.
And it's played by, what's her name? Margot Robbie. And Bale is Frankenstein. But they make it like they're Bonnie and Clyde.
Oh, okay.
They're going around like fighting people, and they don't grunt. They talk.
I thought it was the real tall guy that was Frankenstein, the one that played Elvis. He was in a couple other movies too, but it's not the one I was thinking of.
No, it's freaking Christopher Bale.
Okay, so there's two...
Christian Bale, not Christopher Bale.
There's two Frankenstein movies coming out then.
It's called The Bride, and it looks so interesting but stupid.
That's a hard movie to make good.
Yeah, considering she wasn't a real human. She was.
But see, in this one, it's someone that they kill on purpose to do these scientific tests right. on to see if they can bring her back alive.
To put Abby normal brain.
And they keep running the same little joke, like she looks at the camera and she's like, I can't remember my name for the life of me. It's because she never had a name. She was the bride.
Oh my God.
Wouldn't you rather see it with an animal, like Frankenbull or whatever, and he just goes around and gores people with his flat top? If you watch the old Frankenstein from the like 20s and 30s, it's an hour long, but he's like murdering people.
Yeah,
it's
but
real dark.
Then you get those you know, realists that say, well, you realize that his name wasn't really Frankenstein. That was the doctor's name.
You can't do anything with a Wolfman character either. Like the Jack Nicholson movie, the Benicio. Oh. Nobody cared about those. Nobody cares about the Wolfman character.
That's because Teen Wolf made it fun. It wasn't scary. It made it fun.
He kind of blew it up.
Yeah.
Made it pop culture.
I wanted to go surfing on a panel truck. I really did.
You wanted
none had the roof safe enough for me to do so.
You wanted to be a hairy ball player.
I did. And, you know, part of that came true. Just leave the player part off. All right, we're going to take a break. We got several on hold that are probably cussing my very name right now because we're going to break. But we will be back to get your phone calls. 1-800-774-0093. That's the same number to text. But I love a good phone call. I do.
That was a good one.
1-800-774-0093.
I understand how they're funny. The crack is stupid.
I need like five cups of coffee.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Yeah, to play the music I love and get me ready to tackle the day.
The Rise Guys rule.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You had the skating ring again?
I was thinking glow bowling too.
Yeah, put the rails up.
Can we get a refill, sir? Yeah, what are you drinking? Suicide?
Oh.
Yeah, probably don't call it that anymore, do they?
Nah, they can't.
What do they call it now? Suicida.
That's what it is.
A tope suicida.
They call it the Spanish version.
We're going back to... I actually referenced this the other day, and somebody sent me a message. Oh, I got what you said there. Used to, before the S word became, and I'm only not saying it now because, honestly, I don't want to lose the monetizing of the podcast. But you say the S word, talking about taking your life, and suddenly it becomes like marked or whatever. But they used to call it Hari Kari.
Really?
Yeah, that's the way you talked about it, and without saying the full word, you'd call it Hari Kari.
Wonder why that one specifically.
I don't know.
Well, let's say unalive, right?
That's what they do on YouTube. They'll say unalive. It's like talking about Dub Dub Trey.
God, why don't somebody just say it? Like, give up the quarter download you get and just say it.
Quarter? Try 34 cents? I don't know how that works either. If you're ad-free on YouTube, like, how do they make money off that? I mean, I know you're paying into YouTube, but how does the creator make money off that?
Very, very odd, the things we will do to make money, which will be avoid saying certain words to make money.
Well, there's words I want to say that I think would actually make us more money, but the PTB says uh-oh. No.
No S-words.
No, we don't like that. Even though I can say... Even the term that they're saying for touchdowns now, tutties. I despise
I started saying that.
That's true.
I started saying it.
That's too close to something else.
No, it's more of them saying, ha ha, you thought you could say it.
Uh-huh. Eat them titties.
Like, titties.
If you had ink done on your breasts, I could say those were tatties.
Yeah.
I could say tutty. I could say teddies, you know?
Tutty.
But you can't use the one letter.
Yee.
Don't do it. You can say shoddy all day.
Yeah. Shoddy, get me a drink.
Shoddy.
Sis boom body. All right, we'll get to some phone calls. 1-800-774-0093. We'll go first. Oh, to Trent, who was inspired by yesterday's bit, am I being an a-hole? He's got a personal situation. Good morning, Trent.
Yeah, good morning, guys. Appreciate you taking the call.
You know what? We're glad to take your call.
Especially now.
Yeah, what's going on? Why?
I got something for you. Well, you said Trent was inspired by yesterday's show.
That's what you wrote on the thing.
Yeah, well, guess what?
What?
I got something for it. For Trent and everybody.
I'm a nice...
Oh.
Yeah, I'm an ass.
I love it. Hey, kill it like a gun. God, if only his sons had the charisma he has.
Bang bang boys.
All right, why do you you heard yesterday, am I being an a-hole, which people really enjoyed. That's something that we could probably do weekly, but we don't like doing we like to leave you wanting more. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So we work it here and there, but
I don't want to work that hard too. So.
Yeah, it's an idea we've been kicking around for a while. So what did you think? You liked it?
Yeah. I liked what y'all did. It was a good idea.
Thank you.
It actually gave me the confidence to call in about something I've been going on with my situation. And, you know, I've been dealing with it lately.
Paige, add inspirational to our bio, if you would.
Sure.
Add inspirational to it. What exactly what exactly? Like, you got a woman who's not as hot as her pictures were, like that lady, or what?
No, not that. I wish, actually. That would be easier.
Yeah.
No, actually, I got a buddy. I got a friend of mine who's about to get out of prison. He's been in there 7 years.
Ooh.
And I don't like the position I'm in when he comes to me and him, you know?
7 years, that's a good bit. That's something big time.
Nice bid.
Yeah, like, here's the thing. When we first went in, we were close. Like, when he first went in, we were close.
Oh, okay. I was about to say, did you go too?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I know. It just felt like a us thing, right? Like, hey, but before that, we were hanging out every weekend, getting into dumb stuff, like, the whole deal. And when he first got in, like, a bunch of us would write him letters, and I'd pick up when he called, you know. But over time, one by one, everybody else sort of just stopped answering him. And I didn't like that. I never really did, you know. Like, I just kept taking his calls anytime. If I sent him some pictures sometimes, and ooh, you know, here and there, I even put a little money on his books, you know.
Yeah.
And like, it just, I looked up, and before I knew it, I was the only one still talking to him.
So we're talking about like 7 years strong, and like, you're the last man standing.
Yeah, like all pretty times. Much.
Yeah.
And now he's about to get out. He's getting out like right after New Year's.
Oh,
and I don't know. I feel bad saying it, but I don't really want the relationship anymore. You know,
that's understandable. I mean, that's understandable. And you know,
that's only a couple months away.
You married now, or like, what's? I don't know. I mean, I guess you want to be a little ambiguous here.
I mean, it's just that my life's totally different now. It's not even marriage. I got a steady job. I got a new circle of people. Like, I've grown up more. You know. And, like, I only really kept the line open because, like, yeah, we were good friends back then.
And pity.
But now he's going to expect me to be there for him when he gets out.
Yeah. Or, you know, some kind of... Now, I got to ask this because I would not be a professional broadcaster that I am if I did not. What was he in for? Because
yes.
You can understand why some people would kind of, you know, disassociate with... Depending on what it was, I suppose.
Yeah, it was nothing violent. It was just like white collar stuff, you know, like some money schemes. He did some like shady stuff in a business sometime, you know, like dumb choices that just ended up costing him 7 years.
So do you think he's changed? Do you think he might be the same person when he gets out? Or
that's part of it, you know? Like, I don't really know. He talks like he's changed, but do we really even know until they're out? Like, right?
Right. So, like, what are you leaning towards here? Like, not not speaking to him anymore? Like, what are you leaning toward doing when he gets out?
If I can be honest with y'all, like, just ghosting him.
Yeah.
Like, not answering calls, not meeting up. Like, the thought of him sitting down and saying, like, oh, looking him in the face and saying, hey, man, I'm done with this friendship. Like, this sounds terrible to me. Like, I don't think I could do that, you know?
I mean, I can't say it's the wrong thing to do to cut off completely, but I mean, after 7 years, you were the only, you know, friend left, like the only link to the outside world, and then you just disappear. That's tough.
Well,
but how else do you handle it? You know? Just,
I mean, there's going to be, like, you, Trent, you feel a little bit of guilt, I guess, is what this is.
Yeah, it's all guilt. Like, yeah. I know how it would look from his point of view or, like, his side, but at the same time, I feel like I gave him 7 years of support, like, really being there for him, and maybe that was my part, and now I need to move on.
So what is the big worry here? Like, he's going to – do you not trust maybe yourself? Like, he would maybe drag you into some of those old habits? Or is the, you know
– that's good.
The friendship itself just not fitting anymore? I mean, that's kind of what it sounds like.
Both. Okay. Both, to be honest, yes. I don't want that old life showing up at my front door again. Right. You know?
So this goes the way you want to. You ghost him or whatever. You don't talk to him. Are you worried he's going to pop back up anyway? Like at some random time?
That's what I would be thinking about, yeah.
Yeah, me too.
Like, the thoughts cross my mind, yeah. Like, if I stop picking up, is he going to come looking?
Yeah.
That's what I don't want for sure.
I mean, it's sad that this guy has no support system, but I understand you don't need the burden of being dragged into something. But why make the effort for 7 years, though, if you don't want to?
Maybe, like, loyalty, you know? Like, I think that, like, you know, we were good friends for a good amount of time, but, like, do I owe someone loyalty, like, forever? Like, I don't want to feel like, you know, I don't know, like, I did my part, and do I need to be owing this guy for the rest of my life just because we were good friends, you know, way back at some point?
Also, you got to look at it too. Like, you mentioned it was something financial, probably stealing money of some kind or laundering it or whatever. Like, you know, whether you do the same thing or not, like, you become a reflection of the company you keep. So, you know, if somebody, again, maybe he's learned his lesson, that's the thing, but one thing I haven't heard you say yet, Trent, is anything about his family. Like, has he hoodooed them, you know, meaning screwed them over where they're not even, because that's a big telltale sign. Like, my daughter, and I, knock on wood, Lord God, but there's nothing that child could do that I would never not take her call. I mean, there's nothing in this world. And when I hear a parent, like the guy, the Charlotte murderer, you know, on the train, you know, his mom's like, I didn't have any relationship with him anymore because he was too much to be around, this, that, or the other. And even hearing that, I'm like, how? Like, how? But if they've been put through the ringer, especially when it comes to financial stuff, like that stuff hurts more than actual physical pain sometimes. It's stabbing in the back, and then it's also like, you literally stole from me.
Yeah.
I feel like this is a conversation you're going to have at least once.
I think we should call him in jail right now.
That might be easier than him popping up on your door. Right. I feel like at some point he's going to wonder what happened.
He's going to move in.
Yeah.
And you got to address it now or later.
It's that what was the book? The Power of Saying No.
Like, Atlas Shrugged?
No. It's one of those things where, like, it's the guilt, but sometimes the negative energy is what making you feel the guilt. Like, ripping that Band-Aid off, you know, leaving it on there for a little while, but you just rip that thing off.
You got to fake your death, dude. That's what you have to do.
Yeah, I just don't want to get dragged into more partying, you know? That's behind me now.
Okay, so no, look, that's what I was saying. This is a thing, Trent, where you don't trust yourself.
Yeah.
This is a thing where you've probably got friends now that are maybe on the up and up and you know, thriving or this, that, or the other.
Party animal.
And you don't want to get dressed. Or where's he going to live? Is he going to want to come live with you, Trent?
Somebody's got to put him up.
Ooh. But you got to, before he gets out, you got to establish, go see him. Establish your boundaries and tell him that he can't live with you and he's got to be an adult and he's got to grow up and not steal from other people.
He's got to go to a half-ass house or whatever you call him when you get out of jail.
Then walk away and unfriend him. Break up.
Yeah. Hey, will you for real, like, what is it? God, did you know it's already October, Trent? Can you believe this?
Look at that.
Scott, so you've got 3 months to kind of figure this thing out. Call us in the next couple months. Let us know where you're leaning or you know, maybe after the first of the year or something. I want to know what happens.
Maybe
he's listening right now. They allow them to listen to us in jail.
Don't ghost us, too. Don't ghost us.
No. Yeah, don't ghost us. You know how it feels, right?
Yeah.
All right.
I think you make some good points. I'm going to try to talk to him maybe.
All right, T. Rental. You have a good day, sir.
Well, thanks, guys. Appreciate the show.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, babe.
People never change. Is that what you always say?
So I had the spots. I mean, but it's also like, you know, I'm a big believer of I care what people think to a degree. Like, I don't want, if somebody thinks something bad of me, I want to set them straight. Like, hey, that's not really the way it was intended or it came off or whatever. But after a while, if you're worried more about what everybody else thinks rather than doing the right thing, then you are not doing the right
thing. But it's also being Christ-like and being kind to people that may need your help.
He's going to get used either way. Say the guy hasn't changed. Well, he's going to mooch off him when he gets out. Say he has changed. He's still going to have somebody to put him up for a little bit. He's between a rock and a hard one. Either way.
Hard place.
Yeah.
I believe that people can change.
They can't.
No.
It might look like it, but they really don't. And those are the worst people that are real deceitful about it from the beginning. They put on the airs. Like, oh, this person's changed.
Yeah. But see, I don't want to sit there and say that and then, you know.
Change how, though? Like, what are we talking about?
I've decided, maybe he's saying I will not screw people over financially anymore.
Yeah, maybe the guy wants a new life because being in jail is not...
It's not fun like it used to be, right?
No, I mean, who wants to be there?
Are we talking about semantics? Would he replace that with another hustle? And that intent is still there?
But there's something, you know, back to the psychological standpoint of that, there's something about people that could take their nefarious ways and do them on the up and up and still flourish and do well, but it's just something about getting one over on the system that people get their rocks off with.
Plus, what if they
love it?
What if that's his skill? He's good at just being a con, and it just always works.
Oh, should run for office.
Lord.
Uh-oh. Big, heavy beats now. All right, we'll come back. 1-800-774-0093. 1-800-774-0093. Good morning.
Feed your need for TRG.
Oh, yes, it's good.
At theriseguys.com and on the Odyssey app.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yo, there's two of us in here. I need somebody to take a bathroom trip real quick. Rise Guys Morning Show is 8:49. We just talked to Trent. Trent's going to ghost his buddy in prison.
Yeah, he is.
Because he don't know hang on. He does not know how to have a conversation with him about not being in his life anymore.
He needs to lecture him. Go look. But I happen to think that maybe the guy that's been in jail and going through, I mean, 7 years is a long time to spend doing anything, to not learn anything from that experience, wouldn't you think? Plus, to never want to go back.
Wouldn't you be a little pissed if somebody who's kept up with you for that long just
ghost
stopped?
You?
over just the reason because he's afraid he doesn't want to party anymore?
Yeah, or someone's going to take something from you. There's that trust element. He doesn't trust the guy. That's what it comes down to at all. And he should say, look, before you get out of prison, I don't trust you. We're not going to be friends. I don't know why I wasted my time visiting you, and we're just done.
Yeah, maybe Trent's the a-hole today, and you know, yesterday it was a guy's girlfriend.
I was explaining myself in the hallway. I made an inappropriate response to a female employee here, and that's... Ooh. I walked out, and she's like, oh, you're leaving early. Yeah. You know, I walked out of the studio a moment ago.
Yeah.
And I said, yeah, let's blow this town right now. And I started laughing, and then it dawned on her what I was referring to. And I was like, I didn't mean it. Like, I meant, like, get out of here. You know, scram.
Did she wink at you and say, you got some catching up to do?
Yeah. Oh, God. I don't want to know who it is. I'm embarrassed.
I'll write it down for you.
Okay.
I can guess it could only be a couple of people. Big Brown, quit hanging up. I'm about sick of you calling in and hanging up. You trying to prank me, Big Brown? What's up? Trying to, you know, what are you doing, kid?
Several people are texting in saying that we are not ride or die friends. See, that's the you know, I've heard that before. Not necessarily. I've heard that used before. And
that is stupid.
I want to tell you something. When there's people that if you keep riding with them, you end up might die. It could cause your death. You don't ride with them no more.
What does that mean, though? Does that mean I'm going to take a bullet for you? Am I going to take a charge for you?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Sorry. Good. No one that's not blood related to me gets that. Sorry. Like currently in my life, no. No.
I mean, I have friends that are my ride or die friends that I would.
What does that mean?
What does that mean to you? You will not forsake them in any way, no matter what. But what if?
Well, I mean, if they did an atrocity, I would probably not forsake. I don't like those words, but I would support them. But I wouldn't go to prison. Say my friend killed somebody. All right.
Yeah.
I would say goodbye. And pray for her and pray with her because she's going to prison and be kind to her. But I wouldn't go every single day to ask her how she's doing in jail and listen to her and try to be a friend. Even
but you'd
though
be friends with her when she came out and you'd like help
I don't
her.
Think so, not because she committed murder. You know what I mean?
You'd fall by the wayside.
What if she was just laundering money?
I think there's an explanation for everything, and if somebody was doing that, it might have... I don't know. If she learned her lesson and she did her time, and I would forgive her.
No, I'm not a good friend because if I got leverage on you, you got to cut me in. I'll definitely
teach you how to do it without getting caught.
Right.
Or something I know that I can leverage against you or blackmail you, extort you somehow, I definitely would.
Yeah, I think that if you have friends that are bringing you down, whether it be risking you getting in trouble or, I mean, it's... The whole thing about laying down with dogs getting fleas, like you may not get the rumors of fleas, and that's not good either. Again, I don't put too much thought into what people think. You know, I don't want anybody thinking bad of me. Like I tried not to do anything mean or irritating to anybody, but there's times when people might take it the wrong way, and I will say I didn't mean it that way. We say we're sorry too much when we don't mean it. So you need to say, I'm sorry you took it that way. You're not apologizing, because when you apologize, you're owning up that you did something wrong. I'm sorry you took it that way is way more palpable than hearing, I'm sorry, because I'm not.
Plus, if you're a friend who constantly inconveniences me, like, I don't have to deal with this. We're adults. I have a life. You have a life.
Right.
I don't have to stop what I'm doing to babysit you.
Okay, so I know somebody who changed his life. He was smoking a lot of pot, got arrested, everything was bad. But now he's grown up and he's put that behind
him.
He's
grown up.
He's grown up.
Pothead.
I mean, that was like 20 years ago. So he's doing a lot better. He's got a good life, family. He's changed. You know what I mean?
Right.
And I think maybe this guy could change and not be a thief. I don't know.
But now you have some people that are fixers, quote unquote. And when they can't fix you anymore, they're off you anyway.
Or when they find out they can't fix you and they just move on to the next one.
Quick, cold-blooded, too. Just cut you off real quick.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. See, Fat Boy, you've never experienced that. You're one of those anomalies, or whatever you say.
Anomaly.
You're you literally married your first girlfriend and you're still married to her. Like, you don't know this battlefield that is.
I know it from the friend.
She's a saint. I know it from the sainted.
Like, from the friend aspect. I know it from there.
Yeah.
Because I've seen one crumble, like, due to my fault, but you know, I was okay with it.
You had a relationship crumble?
Yeah, but it was like, you know, trying to make plans, you know, breaking them. Oh, and like, okay. Yeah. So they don't make plans with you anymore, and you're like, well, it was kind of an inconvenience anyway, so.
And it kind of feels weird that, like, if the friend's not talking to you, but his wife is, and she's, like, trying to plan stuff, and then, you know, Rob never has time. I'm not going to say any names.
I know it was pointed.
Yeah, that's fine, though. She's sweet. She had to put up with him.
I know. I mean, look, he's...
I'm going to go to a car show.
You can't argue with Rob because he wins every time.
No, I mean, God, that's got to be very intimidating. It's going to be very... Your husband, Brittany, is a lawyer. How do you ever win them arguments?
Nope.
Even if you do, you probably think, he probably let me win that one until he's not going to win. It's like...
He knows how to work, too. That's the other thing.
Yeah. All right, Paige.
Yeah.
We're going to put the spotlight back on you.
Oh, yeah.
Your hair looks fine.
And I heard you say taint, too, so
mm-hmm.
I know you're ready to go.
Okay. We're going to find out how a couple decided to get a divorce.
Couple of what?
Because of irreconcilable differences.
Low T.
You should have to, like, expand why. You can't just say irreconcilable difference, but why?
No, that's true. Plus, like...
Because of a family member.
It's October, next month's November, the freaking erection season's going to be here before we know it. It really is.
Oh, we're bringing that bit back. Yeah. We get to do it once.
Yeah, the erection day. We did it one time, and then we were told one of us could have had a heart attack, and we should never do it again. All right. More penis talk right after this. Good morning.
I have something to say.
One number does it all on the TLC Motors text line at 800-774-0093.
That's communication.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.